In order to justify invasion, domination, very often white people will say, oh, those people, those Native American people, those African people, they're not civilized. We're not invading them. We're coming to bring civilization. Yes, that's what we're bringing. Okay? So that's the myth of civilization. That is, we got it. They don't have it. And so we bring it. Just like there's another form of it. We're going to invade Iraq. Oops, now we're going to not invade Iraq. We're going to bring governance to them. We're going to bring stability to them. We're going to bring, bring them into the 21st century. These poor people, they are still running around with no hot and cold running water. They don't have iPods. You know, they don't have computers. They don't have headsets. You know, and gee, they don't even have cell phones. Surely they need to be civilized. You know, they don't even know God. Okay. That's the myth of civilization. Okay. And that nobody ever brought civilization to nobody. Okay? You know, that is the... And he says, civilization comes from the root of civilization. What is the root of civilization? And look it up. What's the root of it? And give me the definition of it. Of the root. Takar, you still with me? You hanging in? Safia, you still here now? The root of civilization.
Do you mean what's the root word of civilization?
Okay. The root of civil, if you listen to him, excuse me, is peaceful. To be civil is to be peaceful. Okay. And okay, you had to use a conference. Okay, got it. Anyway, that's and so the myth of civilization is that one group of people are civilized and the other group of people are not. And mainly that Europeans are civilized. Okay. And so, for example, their constitution is the constitution. Alright, so we're going to look at the Chancellor Williams as he talks about it. I'm not going to, because I want you to, again, I'll scan in and get everything up, and but I also want you to do what you can to get the book, because there are two parts in it that's really key for us, all right? And actually, you know, there's liable to be somebody in the community that that may have one, okay? So, you know, keep searching and extend. You know, folks will be happy. Black people will be happy that you're looking for Chancellor Williams' Destruction of African Civilization, okay? But, y'all, you got to extend beyond your small circle, okay? I really want you to do that if your circle is small, all right? And if you can't buy it, see if you can borrow it, and then you make some copies, okay, of the sections. We're not reading the whole book, but the key parts I do want you to have. I'd really love for you to have your own so that you can read the whole thing and that kind of thing, but just keep stretching for that. All right, so now are we clear about the other myths? Because this is we're going to see these again and again. So they're in the text chat. Issachar, Safia, are you clear about the other myths? We got the myth of civilization. What he's not saying is it's not a myth that we were civilized. It's this myth of bringing civilization. All right. What about the myth of a new god? Does anybody need some clarity about that? What that means? The myth of bringing a new god to a heathen people. What about bringing the light? What about bringing the enlightenment? This is intelligence. Bringing enlightenment. People are unintelligent. Okay, are we clear about these myths? Okay, these are myths of domination. Right. All right. Now, what do these have to do with government? What do these have to do with government? Okay, you're asking Isaac, what is the light? Okay, would y'all, for those of you who care, say, good, thank you, Isaacar. Please ask questions. That's what I is about. Would y'all say, based on what you think and or what you learned last year, either one or both, what for Isaacar is the light?
The light is
Well, what I see that is them thinking that they're bringing civilized behavior and like religion to a place that they see as uncivilized and that doesn't have, you know, belief systems and doesn't have civilization. That's what I see it as.
I can't hear you, Amira. But yeah, I see it as them coming, like Amira said, like Akiva said, to bring civilization and civilized behavior, because they're basically making up a myth of black people like running around in the jungle, and then they're coming and to civilize them and help them because they're just, you know, poor beings in the jungle and everything. So they're coming to bring civilized behavior and something better for them. So that's the myth.
Okay, can everybody hear me now? My mic was turned all the way down. Okay, my interpretation of them thinking that they were bringing the light would be that, you know, they thought they were bringing, like, his history of last behavior. They thought those people were just heathens and they didn't have a god and everything. So they thought they were bringing them religion and they were really doing them a favor.
Now, would you say a little bit more about that? I think the light is them bring African people there because they taught they were way we're supposed to. Now, do you have a mic? Or are you just typing today? Okay, no problem. So you're just typing. Okay. Now, what's important in terms of your analysis is to be able to separate those. Amira, you put them together, which is okay because they can say the light as a metaphor, and they can sometimes, when they're saying bringing the light, they can be saying we're bringing the light of Christianity or of Islam or of whatever, okay? They could also say we're bringing the light as in the Enlightenment, and that typically then is talking about intelligence and smarts and science and stuff like that. So that metaphor can be a coverall, and Barbara Clark broke them out for us so that we won't always lump them under one thing, and that is those four that we have to deal with. There are others, but those are big ones that you need to know about and know how to deal with. What is the relationship between those things? All right, civilization. Let's go real, not the myth. So, what's the relationship between intelligence, smart, enlightenment, and spirituality? What was the other one? Civilization, enlightenment, bringing a new god to a heathen. Oh, come on. Work with me. Oh, yeah, it was good old discovery. Issachar, what does he mean by the myth of discovery?
It's the myth of discovery. I think that meant discovering continental areas. That's what I was getting to. Exactly. I was thinking, because like the Africans didn't populate the whole continent of Africa, they had important parts of the whole continent was to populate. And I think that the little discovery was discovering everywhere and civilizing everywhere, so that like every part of the land that you possibly can find is yours.
Well, it wasn't just unpopulated areas. You discover people. Like they're lost. So the whole myth of discovery, that is, oh, we discovered it. So it's valuable because we discovered it. And, of course, since we discovered it, it is ours. That's right, Aquila, like Christopher Columbus. So Issachar is both Well, first of all, it's a myth that people aren't using the land. They're using the land the way they want to use the land, including space. You know, if you like to have a big backyard and you have one, someone says, oh, you're not using that. That's mine. Thank you. I discovered it. You know, give me a break. Okay. So there's a myth of discovery of people, of land, of whatever. Okay. So those are myths, and you'll see them again and again. Be clear about them. Okay. Now, one of the things that I want you to understand about Barbara John Henry Clark is he has, and it's something that I want you as scholar warriors to copy. He reads and he researches in detail, and then he summarizes and takes out the essence of what is important. Okay. And so if you wanted to talk to him about enlightenment, he could talk to you for hours. He could write books and books and books just on that, because he understood those. Okay. So the process of, as you are a researcher, you will research things this year, and you will pull a lot of facts together, and you will know how to talk about them in 5 minutes, in 15 minutes, in 45 minutes, actually 30, 5 minutes. And this is something that you'll have to do, okay? You'll have to have a 5-minute presentation of your research, a 15-minute presentation, a 30-minute presentation, and an hour presentation of your research. Got that? Write that down, okay? Now, this is something that he was very good at doing, okay? he says, well, this is not what the lecture is about, so we'll go into this briefly and just set it up. But you know, he donated 20,000 books to, of his personal books, 20,000. Okay, y'all got me? Not 2,000, 20,000 books to Clark Atlanta University. And he knew what was in all of them. And that wasn't his whole library. Okay? So when he says these myths, he's summarized years and years and years of research. Okay? And I also want you to get into the book buying habit. Put it high on your list, okay? It's a lot of knowledge is what it is. And if you were to see him, if he were alive today, and you asked him a question, and he could direct you to his brownstone in New York, because his whole house was a library, he would say, go up on the third floor, look, turn right, look on the third shelf, you'll find a little blue book about midway down the third shelf, and the name of it is this, and turn to page 251, and you'll find it. I'm not exaggerating, okay? He is the kind of mind that we need to study, because he tells us who we are and what we can be, okay? And all of us can do the same thing, okay? All right. I'll actually let you look at another little clip from Barbara Clark a little bit later on. But anyway, you got these myths. So now let's... what we're doing is setting the foundation for your research. This is a research course, okay? Yes, he was only blind much later, like just a few years before he passed, okay? Yeah, okay. Okay, Nasha, got that. And so that's the standard. You want to consume a book. You want to digest it. And therefore, you want to know how to use it. All right. And books are just ideas, y'all. Okay. They're just ideas. They're analysis. They're reports. They're things that put together. Yes, they had glaucoma. So let's get back to this African constitution. How many of you were able to, before I get back to there, I asked you also to go to a used bookstore or go to the Goodwill and find you a U.S. history book. Excuse me, U.S. government. Basically, it's a high school text on U.S. government. Anybody got that?
We haven't had a chance to get any of the books so far, so no, we didn't get to use that one either.
Okay, all right. So we're going to actually, what I want you to do while I'm uploading the other, I want you to give, this is a 5 minutes. I want you to find the, I understand. I want you to find online the best U.S. history, U.S. government sources that you can find. Jam them in the text chat. You got 5 minutes. Let's see if we can find, you know, so that we can get a sense of U.S. government textbook. Or text or whatever. Find the best sites you can find. You have 5 minutes. Put your sources, and you can do more than one. You can look at them. We're going to decide which ones we may be able to use so that we're not stuck because we don't have that textbook. All right? You got a 5-minute drill. Make it happen. And I'll be looking and seeing what you put in. Everybody, you designed to put in stuff, okay? Yes, Isaac Carr. We want to find, part of what we want in this course is we're going to be comparing U.S. government history. And so I want you to find a source for that. And continue to find a textbook, but if you don't have one now, let's find one online, okay? So find some sources for U.S. government online. And put your sources in, okay? And check them out. Once you got you some sources, check out which one do you recommend, and talk that among yourselves. Okay, so let's break it into half. Let's have 3 minutes of searching and 2 minutes of discussion of which one you think is good and why. And I know it's just cursory, but let's get it in here. Thank you, Ife. Isaacar, are you clear? Isaacar, okay, great. All right, good enough. Okay, folks. Glad you found some sources. Make sure you save this text chat so that you can find it. All right. Any advocates for anything you found?
I found this site called BAMSAT, and actually I think I had used it before, but it gives, like, you know, U.S. history, but it's kind of, like, easier to understand because it's, like, K through 12th grade. So it kind of gives everything at a much easier to understand, you know.
Thank you, Akilah. Anybody else? Anything you got that you have?
Yeah, I found something too online, textbook. And that it's the same thing, it's almost like the one that I
used to have. One of my sites actually directs you to the site that Akila found, Ben's Guide, U.S. Government. My site directs you to that. I also found a site that features Obama. It says how Obama works with the legislation and this and that, and it describes the U.S. government.
Can everybody hear me now?
Yeah, Isaac, I heard you before. We were just picking up a little background, but I think we heard you, or at least I did.
I can hear you. Your sound is just a little bit like muffled, garbled a little bit, but I can hear you.
Yeah, I want you, when you can, to experiment with another microphone, Isaac Carr, because ever since the very beginning, your microphone sounds muffled, okay? I don't know quite why that is. But it's okay. We'll hear you. Okay. All right, folks. Now, we'll come back to this. Save this text chat. Please do copy it, you know, to a page. So that means you can go to that page and you can look at these various resources to begin to shape that kind of government. All right, right now, I want you to go to this site. I'll drop you, old friend. Because we're going to look at a couple of pages from the African Constitution. Click on that, please. Let me know if it'll come up for you. Or, more likely, if it does, then scroll down to the document section. And then you'll see African Constitution. Click on the first one that you see. Okay, you can either download it or you can view it in the window. And we're going to start with the origins of African democracy.
When I went to it, it went to this Internet Explorer thing where it says to upgrade your browsers. Does that mean I can't see it unless I upgrade my browser? Is there another way to see it?
Yeah, I'm going to put it up another way. Okay, what you want, that means you have Internet Explorer 6. What you want to find, not now, but is Internet Explorer 7. Try not Internet Explorer 8, please, unless you already got it loaded. Just bring some stuff with it, okay? Internet Explorer 7 downloaded and whatever. I don't think so. Or it may see something else, but it's okay. We're going to upload it to another site so that you can also get it, actually. I'll upload it, you know, I got to get used to this, that I'm uploaded to our wiki site where you can get it straight from there. How about that? Wouldn't that be smart? For those of you who have it, please start reading it. We're also going to be reading it out loud, but start reading where it says African Democracy. Issachar and Akanke and Akila, it's coming. Read the first one. Now, they're the same one, except for I turned it around. The second one is kind of rotated, but you can rotate it in your own browser. So they're both the same files.
Do you mean this African Constitution, the first one? Like, it's a document? Because it's like, really, really tiny for me.
I heard you. You should be able to press the plus button in your PDF reader and expand that. Issachar, just a minute, I was uploading it, but it has a space in it, and I have to change that name, so just hold on 1 second, please.
It didn't come up in PDF, it just came up in the Dropio. It came up as a PDF, but it doesn't have, like, all PDF settings, so I can't, like, push plus or minus to make it.
Oh, well, if you got Dropio, then just press, there's a button to expand it, right there, to the right. Looks like a half page, a page and a half page. And if you click on that, it expands it.
Bible Casa is still real small, and I can't see what it's saying.
Okay, tell you what. Go to the wiki site, you two Issachar, you two Akanke. Go to our wiki site and look under recent activity, and you'll see a PDF, African Constitution. On the right hand side, there's recent activity box uploaded by Wakesa, African Constitution. You see that? No, not from Dropio. You can download from the Dropio site, yes. You know, all I'm saying is, yeah, they can download it from the Dropio site as well. See, some people can't get to the Dropio site. Akanke can't get there, and Issachar can't get there because they have Internet Explorer 6, I think, on their computers. So that's why it's at the. All right, does everybody got it? Let me know when you got it in front of you. Let's work it. If it's still small, press the plus button. All right, let's do some reading of it. We're going to go in order. Akanke, would you read the first section that until we get to that sentence that says moreover? Okay, read that, please. Out loud. Starting with Origins of African Democracy.
Baba Wakesa, I don't, I'm not sure if I can have them up both at the same time.
Okay. All right, so yours is not coming up in your browser. Evidently, I mean, it's not coming up in the window. All right, evidently it's coming up outside. All right, okay. Is anybody, let's see here. Okay, Akila, I read that first section from Origins of African Democracy to Moreover. Okay, stop with Moreover, and we'll work with it. Now, Ife is giving you a tip, Akanke, and then so hold on, Akila. Akila, you can just press F12 while you're reading it, and we can still hear you. Okay, Akanke, thank you, Ife. Press F12 first while you're still in the room so that we can make sure that your F12 button is working, Akanke. Bet, system. Then you're in, you know, you don't have... So we'll just go to the page. Just go to the page. Wow, I'm sorry to hear that. All right. Go for it.
The foregoing observations suggest that the constitution of any people or nation, written or unwritten, derives from the customary rules of life, and that what we call democracy is generally the earliest system among various people throughout the ancient world. What was a relatively new development was absolute monarchy.
Okay, hold on a second. I still want you to continue down to moreover, but turn your mic down a little bit. I'll move your mic away from your mouth just a little bit because we're getting some of your breathing on it as well. So move that a little way. I hear you well, and that's good. Did everybody understand? Akila, do you see where she's reading from? She's reading from The Origins of African Democracy. Okay. Again, The Origins of African Democracy is a bullet at the bottom of the page. Okay. Are y'all, everybody there? Okay. Safia, you there? Akaki, I want you to stop at the bottom of the page where it says more, right before moreover, and we'll have someone pick it up. We're going to discuss a little bit before we go to the next section, and this is important stuff. I will probably log out and log back in. Okay, Akila, I don't see it. All right, mine is stuck, so I'm logging out. Would y'all help Akila find it? I'll be right back. Okay, it's going to be a little deeper than I want. Find it. I'm not only going to log out, I'm going to reboot. But I want you to start reading it and then pick up from moreover. Well, actually, begin to discuss anything there. I should be back in a second, or I may log in from another computer. If you discuss that before I've logged in, go to another paragraph. Oh, I think I found it right here. And so I should be in back quickly. So read that, even if you don't see me in. Make sure just everybody's with you. Akanke, continue reading.